My name's Mackenzie, and I started a GoFundMe for the adoptive mother of a nonverbal autistic child. The mother had lost her job because she wasn't able to find adequate care for this autistic child. So she really needed some help with living expenses, paying some back bills. So I launched a GoFundMe to help support them during this crisis. And we raised about $10,000 within just a couple of months. I think that the surprising thing was by telling a clear story and just like really being very clear about what we needed, we had some really generous donations from people who were really moved by the situation that this family was struggling with.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This podcast is supported by GoFundMe.
This is Coffee with Timmy. Welcome to the new month of November. I hope you're good. I hope you're fine. So I just came in now and I was talking to a young lady who mentioned to me that she is on anti-anxiety medication. And I realized that she is the third young person. When I say young, maybe in their late 20s. So for me, that's young, late 20s, who I have spoken to in the last 2 weeks that I've mentioned the same thing. They're all different. They're all from different walks of life. But the common thread there is the fact that they are on anti-anxiety meds. And full disclosure, so am I. And it made me think, how many people, not just today, I have had the pleasure of, or well, I wouldn't know if I should say the pleasure, but I do know quite a number of people all of a sudden, to me it's sudden, who are using anti-anxiety medication or are on antidepressant. And I'll tell you, I fought tooth and nail when my doctor was going to put me on it because I didn't think I was anxious about anything. And that showed me when we looked at my blood pressure, which was skyrocketing, that this is something that is going on that we do not know about. It's also something that is a silent killer and which we need to be aware of. October was Mental Health Awareness Month. How many of us actually took the time to check our mental health? We are so busy, we are so occupied with life that we are forgetting to actually look after our lives. Do you understand what I'm saying? And that is a dangerous thing. For people my generation, I was reading that Generation X, which is where I am, we are the most stressed of all generations. We are the most loyal, apparently, when it comes to work ethics, but we are also the most stressed. We have children who are growing up and starting their own lives, but we're still looking after them. Or if you're like me, you have children who are still in school because we started late. And then you have parents who are old that you're still looking after. And this is because of medical advances. People are living longer. So you've got that and you've still got your life in there somewhere. You've got to do your life, you've got to do your kids' life, you've got to do your parents' life, you've got to do work life, and we're not balancing things properly. I know so many young people, and I'm saying so many, probably, and to some of you they know that many, but for me, if I can count 5, 6, 7 young people who are on anti-anxiety meds, for me that's so many. Because they are too young. What on earth could they possibly be thinking about? Let me start from the children. I look at the curriculum. I'm an educator, so I know what I'm talking about here. I look at the curriculum, different curriculums that kids, schools are using today, and I wonder what school did we go to? Because not only is the curriculum quite heavy, their studies, their subjects, not only are they quite heavy, it's very time consuming. And then they have extramurals. I said to someone, when I was growing up, we didn't have, I don't know what extramurals was. I went to school, I went to lesson, after school, straight from school, I went for lessons, I went home, did my homework, slept, and the next day repeat. And that was my 5 days of the week. I had nothing, well, where I grew up, other children might have had extramurals, but I had no extramurals except running around during break time and, you know, chasing each other. But now kids have got all sorts of things. They've got ballet, they've got cricket, hockey, soccer, swimming, they've got karate, they've got all sorts of things which are all well and good, because one must have a balance between play and work. But the thing is, these extramurals are actually not play for some of these kids. It started something for them to enjoy, and it becomes quite competitive. And then all the joy, I think, is gone out of it. They're not doing anything just for the fun of doing it. They go swimming, before you know it, they're competing in galas, they're competing for the state, they're competing for the school, they're competing for the country. Where is the joy? Because if you're doing all of that, you have to really practice. You know, it's a lot of practice time. And that goes for almost all the extramurals. It's a lot of work. If it's music, you need to go to practice music to be good at it. Ballet is the same. Dance should be something that you enjoy. For me, it's just freedom. I like to dance, but that doesn't mean I know how to dance. But it should be something that you enjoy. If you look at how the kids are going to school, if you look at the school bags, my child, I cannot carry a school bag. So how is she supposed to carry it? And we got the one with the wheels so that she can drag it to school. Guess what? Wheels broke. And this is, she still has years to go in school. Look at how your kids are doing in school. Look at their body. I did a video some time ago where I said, why are kids going for massage? It's not necessary. It's an indulgence. But I took my child for massage because I looked at her bones, at her back, and she was getting squashed and bent over, sloshing because of the weight of the school bag. And I just thought of all the things that she did throughout the week in school. I'm telling you, the way she slept, even before the massage was over, the relaxed mode at which she was when we got out of there. So you need to look after your children. You need to look after them. You can do your massage at home. You don't need to take your child out. But you need to let them have times when they're just relaxing. And I am not going to say let them sit in front of the TV or let them sit in front of their video game, because I'm telling you, those games, especially the ones that the boys play, there is nothing relaxing about it. If it's relaxing, they will not be hooked to it for hours. They are bent on competition or with competing with whoever it is that is on the other end or how many other people. It is not relaxing. Like I said, full disclosure, I'm also on anti-anxiety meds. And I can't believe it, because I didn't think I worried about anything. Not that I'm thoughtless, I just didn't think that I had things that were so heavy on my mind. Because when I think about things and I can't figure out what to do, I just say, well, God is going to take care of it. That's my default mode. God's going to take care of it. And I won't lie, sometimes I take it again trying to help God to figure it out. But in the end, if there's nothing I can do, there's nothing I can do. That's always been my external, now that I'm, it's always my external default mode. But apparently, I was internalizing all of this, whatever the stress is it work, is it parents, is it child, is it home life, whatever it might be, I was internalizing all of this, and my blood pressure, which never goes up. Even when I'm sick, my blood pressure, I used to be so proud of myself, was always 120-80. And then it crept up and I didn't realize it. It started with the headaches. Are you having headaches? You need to watch it. It started with the headaches, it started with being nauseous and couldn't find anything to eat. And I upped my intake of chilies. And when I say that, damn, I've got fire coming out of my mouth because I eat chilies to start with. And yet, I just couldn't figure it out. But thank God for a colleague of mine who already was on those medication. She said to me, go see your doctor. I think this is your BP. And it was. So I've been on it for a while. I think this is my last month by God's grace. I'm going to finish it. And I have to change. Well, not change completely, I won't lie. But I'm looking after myself better. I'm checking what I'm eating. I'm not eating so much sugar. I'm not eating so much sugar. I don't even have coffee in the house. That's how good I've been, because there's no way I have coffee. I don't even have coffee in the house, but I can't lie, I take coffee at work, just one cup instead of my three cups. And I feel better, I am more aware of what is going on in my head, and I'm taking time out at the weekends. I used to bring work home. I mean, right now I have work at home, but I just said, no, I'm not going to look at it, because 5 days of my 7 day week is spent in the office. I'm there from morning till sundown, and I wasn't going to do that again anymore. A study showed that Generation X are the most stressed. As if that is not bad enough, this year, according to psychiatry.org, 43% of adults say they're feeling more anxious. So this is just in America. This was a study conducted in America, and this is as opposed to 37% last year. 43%. If half of the population, because that's just how many more to go to 50. If half of the population of one country is feeling more anxious, there is a problem. Because like it or not, we are really all going through the same thing, whatever part of the world you are now. The rising cost of living has not helped. It doesn't, I have to say, I'm going to stop talking about this and just let God take care of it. Anywhere you live, the price of petrol has gone up. Anywhere you are, tell me, the price of food has gone up. Rent has gone up. So if the price of petrol has gone up, you taking your kids to school or you going to work has increased. And unfortunately, the rate at which these things increase is not the rate at which your salary or your business is prospering. And if it is, then I'm very happy for you, but it's enough to stress you out. You go to the shops, you fill a trolley, or you try to fill a trolley, and you see that, you spent double, three times what you used to spend for the same things. A friend of mine said, she'd ordered things online and she just was like, repeat, you know, just repeat order. And she realized that, oh, I'm paying more this time than I used to pay for exactly the same things. That's how it is. Everything has gone up. But we've got to find time for ourselves. We've got to find time that is your time. What I do, again, this is from reading to find out what I could do to help myself. I started reading again. You'll see that I haven't posted any reviews on books that I've read, because I've not been reading for quite a while now. I read, but not like I will. I could lose myself before in a whole, I could read a whole book in a day. I thought, oh, it's because I have the time. But it wasn't just that I have the time. It was because I made the time for myself. Okay? So I was working. Even when I was doing all this reading, I was working. But now I'm having to say to myself, you are going to read something. It doesn't have to be something serious. It doesn't have to be the history of something, the history of World War I or II or something like that. No, just look, and I've got a lot of authors that I read. Even if I'm going to read my detective, gory as they may be, there's some that are light. So I read, I skip read, I enjoy the reading, I go back and forth, but I'm just taking time out for myself. I listen to music, and I started doing that as well, even at work, you know. And even when I forget, someone makes me say, oh, can you put that music on? So I realize it's not just me, it's helping all of us. I just put some gospel instrumental on. It's just in the background, and they're doing their work. I don't take to kids listening to music in class, because what they do is they put these headphones on, and I don't understand why some teachers are allowing this. They put their headphones on. How can they concentrate? Because whatever you're listening to is going to be in your subconscious, you're going to sing along with it and all of that. So that's not what I'm saying. This is very low instrumental in the background, and we just continue with the work. Another thing that I do is watch comedies. I love comedies. Right now I'm not so much into American comedies. I do like them, but I'm not so gung-ho about it, because it's really in your face. I like British comedy. British comedy is more fun. You know, it's a play on, it's a test of your knowledge of English. And I'm not saying if you don't understand English, you can, no, I'm not going there right now. I'm just saying what I enjoy doing. And I find stuff that I like, and I just laugh, you know, just the silliness of it all, I just laugh. For example, I love Tom and Jerry, and I love Tom, not Jerry. Which my daughter fights with me about, but I love Tom because I just think he's the other dog. And just find something that is fun. You know, do something with yourself, do something with your children, go for a walk. I paused before I said that because I know I should, and I really, really should. But by the time I come home, I'm on my feet all day. I'm an educator. I'm on my feet all day. You've spoken to all these children. You've just come home. You just want to lie down. That's what you want to do. But you need to find time to walk around. So I'm walking around my lounge and trying to count my steps and just sitting down. I have a cold drink. If you take a cold Coke once in a while, like a chilled one, because temperature here is really, really hot right now. Take a chilled drink. It's not that calorie is not going to kill you. That doesn't mean take 1 liter of Coke every day. Just something for yourself. So you know what you love, do it. And then I found something online as well called the 3-3 anxiety rule. The 3-3 anxiety rule is something that you do to help you calm down. So basically what you're supposed to do is look for three things that you can see, three things that you can hear, then three things that you can touch or move. I understand the touch one immediately, because when you touch something, if it feels hard, it's like, ugh, I don't like that. When you touch something that is soft, yes, I'm rubbing my legs now and can see the change in my face. It's like having a hug. You get a hug. There's a saying that a hug a day keeps the doctor away. So you get a hug and you feel, you know, it's just nice. Somebody give me a hug. And you feel something soft, something silky, something squashy. Sometimes just, you know, you just feel something squashy. If you're squashing something, that means you're probably angry at something. Just squeeze it tight and just squash it like that. Then you look for something, look for three things that you can see. Right now we're in spring, so there are flowers, there are colors everywhere, and it's easy to say, okay, look for something and focus on it. Focus on the color that you've never noticed before. Right now we've got jacaranda leaves everywhere. In South Africa, it's a purple, it's a beautiful thing. You go down the road. I try and put a photo of a road that is filled with jacaranda trees. It's beautiful. Focus on it and, you know, just enjoy the beauty of the moment. And then three things to listen to. Right now I can't hear anything. It's a Sunday afternoon. I think everybody's having their Sunday nap. Nobody's talking. Nothing is moving. It's actually very quiet, which is what I'll be doing as well if I wasn't doing this. So listen out for something. I think I can hear a bird somewhere. And if you can't hear anything, that's okay as well, because it's peaceful. Just the fact that you can't hear anything, it's peaceful. If you can hear your heart beating, it says, listen to your heart beating. I think I'll probably be quite anxious if I can hear my heart beating really fast, because that's what it would be. It might increase my anxiety level. But do that. Another technique that I learned was to breathe. I don't know what it's called now, but I learned it at some years ago, where you take a deep breath for 4 minutes in. You actually count in your head to four. You hold it for seven counts, and then you make you breathe out through your mouth for the count of eight. We need to keep ourselves alive. We need to keep ourselves healthy. We need to keep ourselves happy. And if you can't be happy, be content. Okay. Bye for now. I'll see you next week.